Awesome, Hime. Thank you so much for bringing us along on what we can do to help the 40 Days for Life campaign. It's super exciting and super awesome. Aloha kakou. I just wanted to connect with you all and tell you welcome to The Music Within. For those of you who are just stepping in, The Music Within is a podcast focused on dignity, beauty, and truth. And today we got to chat a little bit about the 40 Days for Life campaign. And we just welcome you to sign up at 40daysforlife.com/Honolulu. And we'd love to have you join us. So, in Hamau Iloko Foundation, our mission is to uphold human dignity and build a culture of family. And sometimes what that requires is a little bit of education. Our vision to do that requires tools and interaction and relationship. And the tools and interaction that we want to focus on is the mindset and the heart of the theology of the body given to us by Pope John Paul II in 1978 to 1983. And one of the kind of two primary key points that he brings out to us is, what does it mean to be human? And the other question he challenges us with is, how do I live my life so as to find happiness? And I think that's kind of like the general thing that everybody wants, right? They, well, how do I live my life? And then how do I find happiness? And so one of the ways that we want to ask you to sort of take apart this mystery, right? Because as Jimena was talking about the 40 Days for Life and this baby in the womb, it wants to hold on to its life. It wants to protect its life. It wants to pursue life. And so that is the language of the body. And just through that video she was talking about, the language of that body, right? We couldn't hear anything. And without that magic camera, we couldn't see anything. But it had a language of its own to protect itself. So I just want to call attention to different languages that our body speaks. And for one example might be the masculine form. It speaks totally different than the feminine form, right? For those of you who are married. And one might notice that if you look at the feminine form all by itself and you don't connect it to the masculine form of the human body, it doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. By itself, it does not make sense. But seen in light of each other, you can see that there is another language there that bodies can speak, and the language is gift. Pope John Paul II asks us, how do I live my life in such a way so as to find happiness, right? There's people that go all over the world trying to find happiness, or they try all kinds of things to make themselves happy, but you can't make yourself happy. My mother would always remind me that happiness is something that you can't just pick up, right? You can't just go get it from the store or get it from, I don't know, doing your favorite thing for yourself. Happiness is actually a byproduct of giving yourself to another. And so I observed this as a child and I understood it, even though I didn't have words for it. And now in my adult life and even in watching Hime operate and just do a great job organizing the 40 Days for Life campaign, I see that there's this joy in her because she's giving of herself to a great cause, a cause bigger than her. And that is what causes happiness. Today, I just want to recognize my dad. Yesterday was his 89th birthday. Mm-hmm. He passed away 4 years ago, but he gave of himself in so many different ways. He was an incredible businessman. He was an incredible mentor. He was an incredible big brother and younger brother. Like, my uncles love and adored my dad, and it's not a mystery to me as to why. I remember hearing stories about my grandma. She would say, "Didi, go do this. Didi, go do that." And he would, you know, that was his thing. He would serve his mother. And he was the happiest kid. A little kolohe, we'll have to admit. But my grandma, she loved and appreciated my dad. My grandpa died fairly young. And so when he did pass away, my dad and my mom brought my grandma into the home. And they took care of her for the next 25 years. And it was just a really remarkable story. I also remember my dad serving us kids. I was the youngest of 8. And my dad would make, like, magic for all of us and my cousins for the summer months. We would go sailboating around the island of Kauai. He had, like, 4 or 5 motocross bikes. And we would go ride bike in the mountains. And I remember thinking that was both terrifying and fun at the same time. we went to several waterfalls on Kauai, and he would pack picnic lunches, and we'd stay out there all day, and then we'd come home and be so exhausted, and there'd be like 20 cousins sleeping on the living room floor, and we just had the best times. I remember even, like, we would hike all over the Waimea Canyon, which is kind of like, they call it the Grand Canyon of the Pacific. And it was a magnificent way to grow up. But my dad worked hard to, you know, make those memories happen. And I know when my cousins and my siblings get together, we're always talking about those old days when they would come to visit from California or other islands, wherever they lived. And they would stay with us for weeks and weeks and weeks for the summer. And my dad would, he'd go to work and then he'd come home. And as soon as he came home, he'd like pack the boat, pack the motorbikes, pack all the food, and just take us to do all these amazing activities. And so today, I don't wonder why my dad was happy. I know why he was happy. Raymond Ayu Pakahea, he sincerely gave of himself to the world, to the ohana, to the community. And it wasn't only he that was happy, but we were happy too. I don't know, do you have any thoughts about...
Yeah, I think, like, yeah, it's the life of service, of giving yourself. I think that's pretty much what love is. And yeah, even though, yeah, at the beginning, it can be hard to, it's not in our very nature sometimes. But I think, yeah, that's what you're saying, it's the secret. And it's just, yeah, it's just following, yeah, pretty much what, yeah, Jesus told us. And I was just reading this meditation that says that God is love. And so when you're in contact with God, he's just going to transform you into what he is, and he is love. And so this is pretty much our call, right? To just, yeah, serve the other and find joy, even though it's not going to be easy. Like you're saying, it was a lot of hard work for your dad. It was really hard. But you just trust the message and just go ahead and just give yourself to others. Because I think, like, you're probably going to hurt sometimes. But I think you're going to regret more not giving yourself to others afterwards. Mm. Then if you gave yourself to others, you're not going to regret that. Maybe you're going to learn a lesson if it didn't work sometimes, but you're not going to regret it. But if you just keep all your treasures for yourself, then, yeah, maybe you're going to regret that, because you are not going to even find out what all these treasures were really about.
Yeah, I think what Hime is talking about is another component of what we can experience in and through our body, which is pleasure. Mm-hmm. And so I think all of us are familiar with all the different ways that we can bring pleasure to our body. Ice cream, maybe too much. A good workout, and maybe too much to the detriment of the care of the family. Delightful music, again, maybe too much associated with other things that aren't so good. And even, you know, making love. Those are all things that can lead to pleasure. But how do you pursue or experience those things in service to another? And so I wanted to just highlight that question one more time. How is your body designed to make a sincere of yourself to someone else? And it could be something as simple as a look, a word, a touch. The language of the body speaks so powerfully. And I think that one language that I want to point to is Hime, sitting here with her big, beautiful smile and her big belly growing a new life. We want to congratulate her. But it's, you know, you see a pregnant woman walking down the street or sitting in your office, and that's evidence that a man and a woman gave of themselves in totality to celebrate their marital union, and the forthcoming byproduct of that is a child. And I think they're pretty happy about that, because in that moment, they gave of themselves in the proper context. And it was a choice. It was a choice to give each other in that way. It was a choice to be open to new life. And there's so much more giving that's going to happen in the future. And I just want to invite you to look at your body. How does your body give of itself to your family, to the world? And the 40 Days for Life campaign is definitely one of the ways that we invite you to give. And I want you to continue to ponder, how do you make yourself happy, and how do you live as a good, righteous human being? Hime has a gift to give in her ministry.
Yeah, so also, I would like to, I always, at the end of our podcast, I always invite you to also join, if you are interested in understanding your fertility, or in order to, if you are married, to avoid pregnancy or to achieve pregnancy, I'll invite you to contact me and I can guide you. I work with couples. Usually the Krecton model system is more for couples that are maybe struggling with infertility, and I work with a NAPRO doctor, which is specialized on this. But also, if you just want to learn about your fertility, is great, and is science-based, and also it gives you a lot of joy to understand that, and it really like unites the couples when they learned about that. I can see it in my clients. Of course, I lived it in my marriage. So I invite you to also contact me to know more about that.
Yeah, I think she's right. The delight that we experience in knowing what it means to be human, like to just understand the inner workings of your human fertility, right? Mm-hmm. As a couple and as a woman and as a man, it's just really profound. What does it mean to be human, ladies and gentlemen? I wanted to just invite you guys to visit our website, hamauiloko.org, because therein lies a ton of classes, a ton of resources that you can tap into to discover what does it mean to be human, and how can you make a sincere gift of yourself, especially in terms of your sexuality. What can you do to uphold the dignity of your human sexuality and yield true happiness? So visit hamauiloko.org. We'd love for you to share our podcast with your friends and family, and for this Facebook Live video, I think you can share that too. And visit us, support our work, donate through PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle. I want to just thank Hime for today. It was really wonderful and informative, and we love what life has to offer, and we love you, our audience. So mahalo for joining us today. I am Maile Ayu Domingo, and this is The Music Within.
Bye.
Aloha.